Welcome to the Daily News Update for October 30th, Friday. Wow. Just a few days until the election, things are already going insane. I've got a lot of content to announce today. We just posted the Survival Nutrition audiobook. It is live now. You can download it. It's free. Get the MP3 files and the downloadable transcription document, the PDF, full transcription. It's good for those who are also hearing impaired, and you can also print it. We made sure it's a printable version, so it doesn't use a lot of toner. We specifically designed it that way for you, so you can have a hard copy. You can get that at survivalnutrition.com. Just go to survivalnutrition.com. It'll ask you for your email that subscribes you to the Natural News email newsletter. You're probably already subscribed. Just enter your email. It'll take you to the download page, and from there, you just download the MP3 files. All right, I think it sends you an email and you have to click confirm in your email. And then it takes you to the download page. Anyway, it's all free and you're going to love it. It's about 8 hours of audio. Some of the best stuff I've ever put together. Talks about using foods, nutrients, herbs, and chemical compounds in order to save your life during a civil war or a collapse, which is exactly what looks like is coming. So the timing, well, maybe it would have been better if I had it out earlier, but at least it's out before the election. So download it now while you can. And it's my pleasure to bring you this kind of information. This is the second audiobook that I've done. The first one is the Global Reset Survival Guide, which you can download that at globalreset.news. And I may do a third book. I haven't yet decided which topic I'm going with. I'm just kind of going to wait to see if we still have a nation after the election next week. I'm not going to start a project until I see where things are headed. But I do like this format. I will work to get you more audiobooks of good, really good information. Now, we've also posted an interview with Matt Bracken, who's from American Partisan. And that interview is about the coming chaos. That's up on Brighteon.com. You can also see that interview at naturalnews.com, the upper right-hand corner. We've posted another segment with J.R. Nyquist, who warns about China's invasion plans for the United States. And I'm told by my editor that an interview with Steve Quayle will go live today, or maybe later today. It just depends on how long transcoding takes at Brighteon.com. But all of these interviews are very important, very, very good for you to hear. And some other interesting news here. We do intend to make the MP3 files of all these interviews available to you to download for free. And I think it's up to about 60 interviews. So we're working on that. You'll be able to just go to naturalnews.com, enter your email address, and you'll have access to download all 60 interviews as MP3 files. That's coming. We don't have it live yet, but that's coming. See, I like the fact that I like to let people download the MP3 files because we don't know if the internet's going to work, right? There've been outages. There might be a power grid failure. The internet might go down. We might be censored forever. Who knows? And I would love to get these interviews into your hands in terms of MP3 files. And then you can share those on torrent websites if you want, or you can post them to YouTube if you want to get banned, or you can post them on BitChute or wherever. You can just listen to them on your phone. And I love the fact of just giving you MP3 files. No digital protection, doesn't have to check with the server, no serial numbers and all that crap. Don't you hate that stuff when you buy like a piece of software and it always has to check with the server, and then the server goes down, like Microsoft goes down, and then you can't use your software? Or if you own a Tesla vehicle, which probably nobody listening to this owns a Tesla vehicle because you're not stupid, and then the Tesla servers go down, you can't use your vehicle. I mean, what kind of vehicle is that? I like the kind of vehicle where you turn the key and it goes vroom, you know, it's ready to go. You shouldn't have to check in with some server somewhere. What are you going to do when the grid is down? All you Tesla owners out there, what are they going to do? Crazy. That's totally nuts. Man, people aren't thinking. Okay, but let's move on to the headlines for today because there's a lot. Oh, there's a lot. We've got a breaking story. The FBI is running an active criminal investigation into the money laundering operations of the Biden family. This has been confirmed. It's widely reported across independent media right now. We've also got more confirmation that emails from the Hunter Biden associate indicate that Hunter Biden was doing a deal to sell a strategic U.S. manufacturer to a Chinese government-linked firm. So this is straight-up treason. This is selling off strategic U.S. assets to an enemy of America, communist nation. And the Bidens were happy to make money selling out America. They should be arrested and tried for treason. Speaking of treason, we've got another story about Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey must be arrested and charged with racketeering and treason for his crimes against America. See that story at naturalnews.com. The American GDP grew 33% in the third quarter, according to government figures. That's the fastest growth ever recorded. It's part of the bouncing back from the coronavirus lockdowns. Tells you that if we're given a chance to function in a working economy, we can rebuild this nation almost overnight. I mean, you keep America free, I'm happy to keep working. I'm happy to keep producing. I'm happy to keep providing jobs. But if you enslave America, forget it. Not interested. It'll crush America if Biden becomes president. All right, some interesting health news. Humans have a salamander-like regenerative capacity to regrow cartilage in their joints. This is new research that has come out, shows you can regrow cartilage with just the right proteins. It's interesting because it means if you have the right superfoods, the right diet, and you don't assault your body with inflammatory agents and vaccines and so on, you could actually regrow cartilage in your joints. That's really cool. It's up on naturalnews.com. And by the way, a lot of doctors don't even know that. Trump says Joe Biden should be disqualified from the presidency due to the evidence of corruption on Hunter's laptop. And a polling company that predicted Trump's 2016 victory is showing him leading in the popular vote and the Electoral College right now. Remember what I said yesterday? Trump may win the popular vote, and that's why Democrats are engaging in so much vote rigging, ballot harvesting, and fraud, so they can prevent him from winning the popular vote. I think Trump's got the Electoral College, you know, nailed, locked in. The only question is whether he can win the popular vote. And I think a lot of Democrats are voting for Trump this year. Lots of registered Democrats voting for Trump. Okay, we have Joe Biden taking a cut of the profits of the China deals set up by Hunter Biden. And then we have Tucker Carlson saying, this is a story on Natural News, the media handling of the Hunter Biden saga is, quote, Soviet-style suppression of information. Total blackout by the media. But I do want to point out something interesting. Remember the censorship of the CDC whistleblower? Dr. William Thompson from a few years ago? And he blew the whistle and came out and said, yeah, at the CDC, they buried evidence that showed vaccines cause autism. Guess who took part in the cover-up? Oh, Tucker Carlson. Yeah, Daily Caller and Fox News all covered that up. So now Carlson is whining about the cover-up of the Hunter Biden scandal. Well, guess what? You covered up the truth about vaccines. So all these conservative media outlets, including the New York Post, they thought censorship was fine as long as it was only censoring the topics they didn't want you to see. But when it comes to censoring them, suddenly they're outraged. Well, guess what? We've been censored for years. They didn't do anything to protect us, did they? Huh? They didn't speak out. When I got censored or Natural News got censored, they didn't utter a word, did they? Just goes to show you, they don't really care about freedom. They just care about controlling information, whether it's Fox News or Daily Caller or any of them. They're all pro-vaccine. They're all a bunch of vaccine mass murderers, as far as I'm concerned. That's what they do. They push vaccines and get children killed. All right, we got a couple other stories here. The riots in Democrat-run Philadelphia described as a, quote, total loss. And then Scotland passes a new hate crime law that criminalizes hate speech in your own home. So now, if you have hate speech at the dinner table, you can be arrested and thrown in prison in your own home. I mean, that's insane. So I guess next they're going to have, you know, observers and monitors standing in your kitchen to make sure that you don't say anything that might be hate speech, or just have microphones all over your house. Oh, wait, people are buying those and installing them. They're called Amazon Alexa and what is it, Echo and all these other things. People are buying microphones to listen to them in their own homes. I guess these are the same people who buy Tesla vehicles because they're too stupid to know that they're being spied on all the time. I mean, really, how dumb do you have to be? to buy spying devices and install them in your own home. Okay. A remdesivir study accidentally proves that hydroxychloroquine is effective against the coronavirus, and the drug maker Merck is teaming up with a drone startup to deliver vaccines in remote areas. So even if you've escaped the city and you've bugged out to a cabin in the woods, don't worry, they'll find you. They will find you and they will airlift vaccines that you have to take. They will find you with satellite imagery. You cannot escape the vaccine drone wars, which is what this really is. Unreal, isn't it? Huh? All right, for the craziest story today, a declassified FBI file says that human-like aliens may have come from other dimensions, and that's from the FBI. So now we understand where James Comey came from, don't we? Yeah, we understand how they found, you know, Hillary Clinton. Just had a vortex open up inside the FBI offices and reached in to like the lower levels of demon dimensions, and they found a bunch of evil creatures and ripped them into this plane of existence. And now, you know, that we have the Clintons and we have the Bidens and we've got James Comey and Barack Obama. They're creatures from another dimension. Now it all makes sense, doesn't it? I say with sarcasm or not. You decide. But here at Natural News, we are pro-human. We're here about defending humanity and defending human liberty and defending life, especially the lives of humans, but not just humans, also animals, you know? We're here about defending life and ending suffering. So thank you for your support. Do want to remind you that there will be news breaking this weekend, even though I won't have another podcast like this over the weekend. We will be posting stories Saturday and Sunday. And then next week, get ready. We're going to be on an accelerated content schedule, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And, you know, every day of the Civil War, we will be covering what we can. It's going to be a fast-moving series of events. So the best way to stay up to date is to join me at Brighteon.social. Brighteon.social. Sign up there. We have now hit over 15,000 subscribers. It's free. And it's a replacement for Twitter or Facebook. And people are loving it. It's got the best news coming out all hours of the day. I'm looking for news tips there day and night. And I'm interacting with many fans and other patriots on that platform. So check it out, Brighteon.social. Thank you for listening today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. And don't forget to download survivalnutrition.com and share that URL with your friends too. You might help save a life for real. Thanks for listening.